Testing one, two, three. Are we ready? Praise God. Good morning. Open up your Bibles with me, if you have them, to Matthew chapter 25, as the children are getting themselves prepared to minister to us today. Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. And the reason that I'm joyful in the Lord is because I'm triumphant. Amen. Through Christ Jesus. And in Matthew 25, Jesus gives us some parables. First talks about the 10 virgins. Five were wise and five were foolish. Then he talks about the stewardship. And then he talks about the separation of the goats and the sheep at the end. But I want to focus yourself to the parable of the talents. You know, the Bible says that God gave one man five talents. Five talents would be about $5,000. It's some money. But God was requiring for him to be a good steward of what he entrusted him with. And as the man was faithful with the five talents, God blessed him with five more. How many know that you cannot outgive God? Amen. Then there was one that had two talents, and he put his two talents for work, and God blessed him with two more. So he had four. That was a double portion blessing. But then the one that had one hid his and didn't put it to work for the kingdom. And what happened to him is the Lord took it away from him and gave it to the one that had 10. Amen. Much given, much required. And where the Lord led me this morning is to verse number 21. And Jesus is speaking to the one with the five talents that he blessed with the double portion and gave the extra. He says, his Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. The title of this morning's message, with the help of the Lord, it's just going to be a brief message as the children are preparing. I've titled it, O Come All Ye Faithful. And we're going to look at the fruit, the faithfulness, the finishing, the flourishing, and the forecast. I got 5 points. Man, I might be preaching all day here. Y'all ready? Hallelujah. Let's ask God's blessing upon the preaching and teaching of his word. Father, we're so grateful for your word. And we're grateful that you sent it here this morning to accomplish something in every heart and every life. So, Father, I pray, Father God, that you speak through me today. May the words that proceed out of my mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer in the room, to those that are on the website, to those that are on Facebook. Father God, may you be magnified and glorified through the preaching and teaching of your word. And when all is said and done, all glory and all honor and all praise will be unto you. I thank you for each and every one that you've called to this house today. Minister to their hearts and lives, and may not one of us leave in the same manner that we came. And we'll never cease to give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So one thing we find about the stewards, they were bearing fruit. Amen. So first thing I want to look at is the fruit. And in Ephesians 5. If you look at Matthew 5, I'll be someplace else. Hallelujah. The Apostle Paul was reminding the church at Ephesus in verse number 8. He reminds them, for you were sometimes darkness, but now are you light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. You know, when I was looking at that, the Apostle Paul said in Romans 12:7, he said, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. So God, there's fruit that's produced for our benefit. Fruit is produced by faith. The Bible says, but without faith, it's impossible to please him. For they that come to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. So the second thing he's looking for us to bear fruit, it takes faithfulness. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Ministers and stewards is what the Apostle Paul was speaking about. He said, let a man so account of us as the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. The one with 5 talents was faithful and he was blessed. The one with 2 talents was faithful and he was blessed. And God will bless you when you become a blessing. He says that there's blessings that we have, physical, spiritual, and financial. When you sow into the kingdom of God, one thing is in our tithing, in our giving. He says, given it shall be given back to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. As we give, God will give it to our bosom. And what he is saying there is, let's not be unfaithful in our tithing. That's where the windows of heaven open up and there's blessings that pour out. How many goes through some trials and some tests in life, and how many goes through some financial struggles? If you want to overcome your financial struggles, be faithful in your tithes and your offerings. The God says, it's not something we do because I just want to. I do it because I walk in the blessing. That doesn't mean that things won't go wrong. For example, this week, for your pastor, the Jeep broke down, and my wife's Jeep broke down, and we had to get that fixed, and that was $300 or $400 to get that fixed. And then it snowed, and my truck wouldn't start, and the truck wouldn't start. It was going to take a fuel pump in the truck, and the people that towed it, whatever, was $795 for that fuel pump in the truck. And then I started complaining, and the Lord said, have I not blessed you? Did I not give to you? He said, they need work too. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, in other words, when we break down, it's for the benefit of someone else, and God supplies for each and every one of our needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Why? Because we're faithful at tithing, we're faithful at giving, and he opens up the windows of heaven and he pours us out blessings. Hallelujah. He's not promising you and I that things won't go wrong, but he's promised you when they go wrong, he'll never leave you nor forsake you. He is as close as the call of his name. Amen. So he's saying, hey, we want to produce fruit, we got to stay faithful. Amen. And with the faithfulness, we have to finish. We're wanting to bear fruit. We bear fruit by faith, but faith comes when we finish what God calls us to do. How many times has God called you to do something that you started it, and when it didn't go the way you thought it should go, you quit? Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith, and he who has begun a good work in you and I is faithful to see it through to completion. So he tells you and I in Galatians chapter 6, verse number 7. He says this. He says, be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. So God says, hey, if we want to bear fruit, We need to be faithful, and our faithfulness, we have to finish what we began, and when we finish what we begin to flourish. Amen? I don't know about you, but I love the blessings of the Lord. I love the favor of God. Amen? And he says to you and I, and with that in mind, in Daniel chapter 12, this is probably one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible, of this prophetic word that spoke over you and I in the day and the time that we're in Daniel 12. I love what Solomon said in Proverbs. He said, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom with all you're getting, get understanding. We're operating and flourishing in the prophecy of Daniel, where the word of God says, and verse number 3, Daniel 12, and they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. God says if you want to bear fruit, we need to remain faithful. As we're remaining faithful, we finish what he calls us to do. As we finish what he calls us to do, amen, we flourish. And as we're flourishing, there comes a new forecast. Amen. And in this forecast, I love what the Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 14, verse number 17. He says, for the kingdom of God is not in meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy and the Holy Ghost. For he that is in these things and serveth Christ is acceptable to God and approved of men. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace and the things wherewith one may edify another. Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. We're joyful and triumphant when we're bearing fruit for the kingdom of God. We do this by our faithfulness. In faithfulness, we finish what God's called us to do. As we finish what God's called us to do, we flourish for his kingdom. As we flourish for his kingdom, our future becomes bright. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her king. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we're so grateful for your word today, and we're grateful that you sent it here to accomplish something in every heart and every life, Father God. Lord, you're not willing that any should perish, Father God. If there's any that do not know you to be their Lord and Savior or that have drifted away, may this be a day that you draw them back to your Son through the Spirit of God. Your word says no one comes to the Father but by the Son, and no one comes to the Son except the Father draw them. So, Father God, draw us close to you today. Supernaturally, draw us close. May we recognize what you're saying to us today through the parables in Matthew 25, that you supplied for all of our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus, and you call us to be good stewards of what you entrusted us with. And with our stewardship, there's a time of separation that comes at the end of time. So, Father God, I pray, Father God, that you minister to each and every one today. May their hearts be open and receptive to everything you want to say to them through your word, through worship and praise, through the children as they minister to us. Lord, you be glorified and magnified in this house today, and we'll never cease to give you praise in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen and amen. Praise God.